Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery talking trade. Thanks to Bankwest. Go low with a Bankwest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
Roger Montgomery is with me now from rogermontgomery.com. Scaffold is his platform that lets you go and have a look at all the shares, all sorts of bits and pieces.
How are you, Ross?
I'm really amazed in some ways. I thought we just found
ANZ at new highs.
Well, I thought we just found that the budget had a massive hole in it.
Yes.
I thought we found out that the country was actually running short of dough. Well, I thought we found out just yesterday that everything was all sort of like going pear-shaped for the government and there was no dough and we're going to have to tax the people more.
Well, that's...
Today I wake up and I discover right now, as I tell people, the stock market hit its highest point for 57 months, nearly 5 years. Telstra shares hit their highest point in more than 5 years. The Commonwealth Bank hit its highest point ever. So did the ANZ. I'm sitting there just sitting here going, what the hell is going on?
Well, think about the United States for a minute. The United States has hardly been growing since the GFC, and yet the stock market has boomed since. You know, the market's up 200%.
Well, companies got... Well, in the United States, I can understand it. The dollar went down. The companies have become more competitive. They got rid of their debts, and all of a sudden, bingo. Well, little bit of economic activity, and they've started...
So what's happened for Australian investors is that our interest rates... low compared to what you can get on the yields on, for example, the banks and Telstra.
Couldn't agree more.
And that chase for yield has been driving these stocks. However, and now's the interesting thing. Since October last year, Ross, I went back and had a look. Since October last year, I mentioned to you that a very good friend of mine who owns shopping centres told me that retail turnover of his tenants, the turnover of the tenants in his shopping centres, was starting to recover and starting to pick up. And he couldn't understand what all the doom and gloom was about. And I think ultimately what we'll see now is we'll see that this enthusiasm for banks may actually lead... may go further simply because the banks will start to grow their credit. We saw ANZ's results today. Now, ANZ's results have been their growth in profits, which exceeded analysts' expectations, have been due to two things. Bad and doubtful debts.
A lack of bad and doubtful debts.
Bad and doubtful debts have reduced.
Cost-cutting.
And cost-cutting, correct. So those two things, and we know that you know their costs have gone down by about 8%, which is very good, and that's led to increased profits. But importantly, that reduction in bad and doubtful debts may just be the precursor to continued growth in profits that comes from improving credit growth. Now, it hasn't happened yet. The credit growth still isn't there in any great size or any great form.
But if it comes, that's the kicker, isn't it?
That's the next stage. So your first stage of your bull market is your PE expansion. In our case, it's been the dividend yield that's chased that.
Yep.
And you've got that PE expansion. The multiple over earnings people are willing to pay has gone up. The second phase of your rally in the stock market can go on for many, many years, and it depends on profit growth.
I'll tell you one reason why I like the ANZ, and I spoke with Mike Smith earlier, and I had a conversation with him about this, and this is about where he will allocate his capital in the future. Given the fact that they have expanded into Southeast Asia, and there will be credit growth in Southeast Asia, and there will be economic growth in Southeast Asia, perhaps greater than Australia, the return on the shareholders' funds that they invest there versus Australia will be greater. And that, despite the fact that Commonwealth and the Westpac, because they're able to make takeovers, you know, sort of going back 5 years ago, four or 5 years ago, have been the real flavour of the month. They've been the things that have driven the bank.
Their return on equity has been because they've been able to buy other businesses cheap.
Cheap. Now, I'm just now starting to think that maybe if the Asian story hangs in there, that the ANZ could be one bank that perhaps does long-term outperform.
Yeah, and ANZ, out of all the banks, ANZ is the one bank that we've had in our portfolio. We don't anymore. We thought that it had its day, but we've owned that one. We like the Asian story.
And
it won't be a straight line,
good story. We've got a little bit of time, only a very small amount of time. One other story we talked about last week, Woodside decided to pay more dividends out to its shareholders.
Yes.
And also made a pragmatic decision not to process liquefied natural gas onshore, but to do it offshore, which is much cheaper. Again, companies allocating their capital in different ways to provide different outcomes for shareholders.
If you can't get a great return on your equity, on your incremental profits, then you should give the money back to shareholders. Because the longer it's burning a hole in the pocket of management, the more likely they're going to make bad decisions with that money.
And the thing is, that's what it's about. It's about trying to give the shareholder the greatest bang for their buck in a sustainable manner. And that's correct. What it's really all about. Tell you what, always good to listen to Roger Montgomery because you'll learn plenty from him about the way companies and shareholders should treat their money. Thank you for your time, Roger.
Pleasure,
that's
Ross.
The program for tonight. Steve Price and Andrew Bolt are up next.